Just like you've been foreseeing. Good morning, everybody. This is Hannah, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm surprisingly energetic for being so tired. I guess I'm not feeling quite tired, but I worked last night until about 1 a.m. and did not think I would be working that late. But we had a lot of drama at work.
Stuff's been going crazy at Dragon Pizza in Somerville.
Yeah, it's been a little intense.
The Yelp reviews aren't so hot right now. What's going on? There's been such a drop in quality. Thousands of people just decided on their own over the past 24 hours that it was terrible.
From all over the country in the world.
Wow, I can't believe your delivery system must have gotten a lot better if you could get the pizza to them. Well, it makes sense that it's not very good. You know, it's been sitting in transit for about 2 days.
We had a little drama a few weeks ago. Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports came in to do his little one bite pizza review and he was doing Dragon Pizza, and I remember me and my coworker Paige saw him out the window and we're like, oh my god, what's going on? And she was like, that's Dave Portnoy. And I was like, oh, I'm like, that's kind of cool because like celebrity, but it kind of is not cool because he's the worst. And my manager went out and like, we were not expecting this. Like, all of us coworkers were like, oh my god, like, this is gonna be great. Like, Charlie's gonna come out, shake his hand, be like, thanks for coming.
No, he starts yelling at him immediately.
Yes. Well, not immediately. He started off by being like, I don't appreciate what you do. And then it turned into yelling, screaming to adult middle-aged men, yelling swears at each other and flipping each other off. Pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah, the video was out there, so I actually got to see what you indirectly experienced now, and nobody looks like it's very much a video of two men arguing, but I can't imagine, like, one of these people has a massive following and like a cult of personality around them, and the other is just a guy,
a small business
and
owner
I know who looked
with
like
family.
More of just an obnoxious, like, frustrating person, and it was the dude with people who follow him around all the time and tell him he's the shit in the tell him he's amazing. In that even video, it's interrupted by, like, it's sandwiched. The argument is sandwiched between two different people, like, getting Dave Portnoy's, like, autograph and a picture with him. Not autograph, but they take a selfie with him.
Yeah.
And it's just funny, like...
Yeah, like...
It's just a funny interaction.
You could have taken it with a little more grace, but no, he's gone full... I think Charlie, my manager, just really... I think he really got to him, because Dave Portnoy's now written a blog post about it, and it's, like, really poorly written. Like, you gotta check it out, especially if you're an English major.
I'm tapping
or
in.
If you've done any level of higher education in your life, you gotta read it. It's pretty bad. He accused Charlie of... Because my manager... What started it was, the argument, but a post on Instagram that was talking about the altercation, and it's a photo of my manager, a selfie of him giving the middle finger to Dave, and Dave accused him of making him look fatter in the picture, which he literally didn't, because if you've ever seen any Dragon Pizza post, you know this man does not know how to work a camera, no offense, at all. And so I found it really funny that he was like, yeah, he like photoshopped me to make me look fatter. Like, no, you just look like that.
You're on the Daily Mail. There's a Daily Mail article. Moment Dragon Pizza owner, which it's funny that it doesn't even say local pizza shop. It says Dragon Pizza in the title.
Yeah.
So, you know, if this was some kind of 500 IQ ploy for publicity, that has also worked probably better than a positive review would.
Yeah, it's people are flooding the comments. Our comments got limited because there's thousands of comments, like thousands, on our Instagram. Mm. It's all hate. It's all people being like, oh, this is poopy pizza. Oh, the manager's a creep. So a lot of people were like, he likes little boys. I'm like, why do you jump to that? Anyway, so yeah, that happened. We had to turn off the phone because we were consistently getting calls for hours straight. At one point, there were 60 calls on line one and 60 calls on line two waiting. Those were people, like, actively waiting for their call to be answered. It's really insane. And the video ended up on Tucker Carlson, which is just so perfect. Like, I'm not surprised at all that this guy would go to Tucker Carlson.
So you know what's funny about your phones being turned off? Mail Online has contacted Dragon Pizza for comment. So
too bad.
They reached out. I guess probably aren't able to hear back.
They're not going to hear back. Even if they emailed and like my manager was able to see it.
Your manager's not a daily mail.
No, he's not answering. He's not following up. He doesn't care. He's done what he's done.
There's a bunch of just the online aggregator article writers. They're all over this. There's a bunch of them when I search stuff up.
Because I guess, I don't know.
So he went. When you said it was on Tucker Carlson, I thought Tucker had found it. No, Portnoy like went on
he
air.
He went
did
on.
Did like an
like,
interview to introduce it? This guy sucks so much.
Oh, he's the worst.
His, just dollar signs in his eyes as soon as this guy starts yelling at him.
Absolutely. And that's so funny. Charlie, my manager, he knew that. Like he intentionally tried to. Well, he says he tried to construct the argument in a way where his words cannot be misconstrued, which I think was. Effective, but people are misconstruing them anyway. People are turning it into politics.
It's weird how much that has been a thing. Anyway, yeah, it's been a 10-minute long barstool discussion, and I haven't even said everything I could say.
It's just so much. Like, I had a comment on there that I had to have deleted. I had my manager delete it, so the whole thread of replies would also delete. My name was out of there because it was first just hate and first just people being like, you're so woke, you're so righteous, liberal. And then it turned into like creepy, vulgar things because that's the kind of people that love Barstool Sports.
Here's a line from the blog post. He did threaten to call the cops on me, even though he strikes me as the type of guy who probably wanted to abolish the police a year ago.
Like, why does
Where would you get that from? This is just that? He's a small business owner in Somerville.
He's a Massachusetts dad. Do you really think he wants to abolish the police? Come on.
That's just such a funny... That's what I mean by it's, like, political in a very non-political... Like, if anything... You could have probably taken this pretty personally because it seemed kind of personal for someone who's
not
met you before.
It's completely personal. Well, I think he's so upset. He wrote a blog post.
Left-wing lunatics like this guy who've read all the hit pieces written about me by the far left. I do not like this grift. Can we stop doing this? The left hates me. Own up to who you are.
You just
acknowledge that
suck.
People might just dislike you.
You're just the worst.
You can lean into that. But leaning into it as a political thing is so much more annoying, which I guess if you want people to not like you and you lean into it, then do annoying things. So yeah. Maybe it actually works out.
He's got a punchable face. Look him up.
He should be a wrestler heel.
Yeah.
He's
just the
that.
Worst. It's not only,
he
like,
can't fight, but.
You mean he steals from investors, Barstool's a joke, and, like, he's a creep.
Yeah.
He, like, herded underage girls into a party that he said was called a blackout party, so do with that what you will. He is active and, the credible sexual assault accusations against him. He's just the worst. And people are really going to bat for him, which is the saddest part.
I have more to say, but I think we could break it up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I have my own rant that's just very vaguely related, and I'm like, I don't want to get into that
right
now.
We'll save it. We'll get into it later, though, because now we've got going. Anyway, this is Baby Blue Sedan by Modest Mouse.
An ice heart in a white suit and a baby blue sedan. And I am doing the best that I can. All the units, they were standing in a row singing, please start us out just as fast as you possibly can. Sad song, last dance, and no one knows who the band was. And Henry, you danced like a wooden Indian. Except this one mattered, and I felt it had a spirit. I shot the storm because I didn't hear it till late. And it's hard to be a human being. And it's harder as anything else. And I'm lonesome when you're around. And I'm never lonesome when I'm by myself. Thank you. and retire to sheets safe and clean, but don't hate her when she gets up to.
Feeling it's so cold in Alaska.
I don't feel the fear anymore. Carry me through your door when it's too late to go home. We won't have to be alone. Thank you.
ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Thank you, the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council, for your words.
Very nice of them.
Very nice. Let me recap all that we've heard so far. So we've got Look On Down from the Bridge by Mazzie Star, Baby Blue Sedan by Modest Mouse, Let Down by Radiohead, Two-Headed Boy Part 2 by Neutral Milk Hotel, I'm So Tired by Fugazi, and Stephanie Says by The Velvet Underground, and Some Strange Angel by Car Seat Headrest.
There's this guy on TikTok who, I think he's from Brazil or something, but middle-aged man, he just posts videos, like, holding it selfie style at himself, like, as he's walking through, like, public transportation or something with, like, a really sad look on his face, and the first one I saw was, it was I'm So Tired, was the audio, but he's done other, like, sad, TikTok sad song type stuff, or just sad alternative music in general, and it's just funny.
As I was just saying to Isaac, that song is, like, head under your covers, room, the sun has already gone down, but you've been in bed for 4 hours straight, so you don't know this because you've been under the covers.
It's really music. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's like,
I love that song.
I haven't had a sip of water all day kind of song. We've got some other sad stuff coming up, which I think might be a little over the time
we'll figure it out.
But if nobody's taking noon, then but yeah, that's about it for now. I don't know if we're going to go back to our Portnoy rant.
The Barstool brand produces some of the worst content on the internet.
Yes.
Low common denominator. As someone who consumes a lot of sports stuff on social media, constant feed of it, a lot of it is just garbage, pure garbage. And a lot of it from the blue check official accounts is pure garbage. And the Barstool stuff is consistently the lowest rung of that.
Oh, yeah.
As far as just engagement bait and, like, not knowing anything about the sport at all. And it's just, like, I don't know how to explain it, but just about social media, just about posts or, like, big names. And there's no, it's like discussion prompts, but from someone who doesn't really know the sport well. And it's just to, like, agitate. It's that across all kinds of sports. Their soccer one's the worst because it's clearly run by Americans who are not, like, I don't know. They're just very obnoxious. That's the word it really comes back to. The juice isn't there. The vibes are all off. It's just very, it's like over-the-top fratness. Like, that's the impression they're trying to go for, literally in the name, pretty obviously.
Yeah.
And it's why they've been successful, but it's they go so obnoxious with it, and they also buy up a lot of talent. Like, there's some talented people who work for them, or funny people. They kind of just get bought up, though.
Yes,
it's a little obnoxious. Anyway, that's all I have to say on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I have plenty more to say, but I don't think I will bore the listeners.
What do we got coming up?
Coming up is another Mazzie Star song. I don't know if I've played it on my show before. I probably have. I'm getting to a point now where I'm having some repeats because I love songs.
Yeah, I've stopped caring at this point because I'm having enough. It used to be more noteworthy, especially when I had it every other week. It's like, it feels like a wasted opportunity if you're repeating, but now I've been on the air enough times, it's like, I like this song, I want to hear it
exactly, and I think it goes well with the vibe I'm trying to
curate. Played this over this same radio station once 2 years ago. That's not gonna stop me now.
Oh no. So yeah,
If you just did the same set list every single week, would that build a cult following eventually?
Maybe. Like,
people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe I should gotta start doing little. Oh, never mind.
song stands like a bad temper from Queen at a homecoming dance. And I claim I'm not excited with my life. Sunset, blanket and opinions that I'll probably regret soon. Changed my mind so much I can't even trust it. My mind changed me so much I can't even trust myself.
Just goes on like that for a few minutes. All right, that was Fade Into You by Mazzy Star and Talking Blank About a Pretty Sunset by Modest Mouse. Been really into Modest Mouse lately. Don't know why.
Good band.
Good band. Do you have any parting thoughts?
I'm on the radio a lot, but I don't have a slot right now. I don't have an hour I'm signed up for, so just... If you're someone who just pops in and out of community radio sometimes, you might hear my voice again.
You might find Isaac on his show Hour to Kill.
Mm-hmm. But nothing scheduled right now. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Yeah, I had a very fun time today.
Mm-hmm.
My last song, I've been waiting to play this for like weeks. This is my favorite Jeff Buckley song. I had a moment in like June, July, where it was like days straight of only listening to this song. It's incredible. It's beautiful. I'm very excited for my roommate to get back here, so the next party we go to, we can do it for karaoke because we both love it very much. This is Hannah and Isaac. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm leaving you with Lover, You Should Have Come Over by Jeff Buckley. Have a good day.
Body turns.